Hello, and welcome to a conversation about the smartest roommate you'll ever have, your home. Not a flashy, gadget-stuffed house that needs babysitting, but a calm, capable space that quietly anticipates what you want. I didn't really get smart homes until a rainy night with grocery bags in both hands. The porch light clicked on as the garage opened. Hall lights warmed just enough for tired eyes. The thermostat nudged up a couple degrees. No app taps, no voice commands, just the right things happening at the right time. That's the point. When it's done well, automation doesn't feel techie. It feels human. If you remember one thing, make it this. A great smart home isn't a pile of boxes. It's a lifestyle upgrade. It smooths out the little frictions you don't notice until they're gone. The average homeowner loses about 2.5 hours every week to routine tasks a smart system can handle. Over a year, that's more than 3 full work weeks. Imagine what you'd do with that time. Movie nights that start on time, one more soccer game you don't miss, a weekend project that actually gets finished. The trick isn't buying the most expensive gear. It's understanding yourself. Ask, what do I really want to improve? Do you want to cut your energy bill so the AC isn't fighting an empty house? Do you want a door camera that actually makes you feel safe? Or do you want effortlessness, lights that take care of themselves, and a living room that shifts from focus to cozy without a thought? Once your goal is clear, the right choices almost pick themselves. A confession. A lot of smart homes fail. Not because of tech, but because of the plan. I've tested gear in studios and in busy homes with kids, dogs, and doorbells going off every 10 minutes. The difference between frustration and joy wasn't budget or brand. It was the setup. What you start with, how you connect it, and whether it serves a real need. So start with one pain point and nail it. Most people see the biggest win with lighting or the thermostat. Pick one, do it well, then move to the next thing. Success builds momentum. Here's my favorite mindset shift. Think invisible technology. If you're constantly opening apps or troubleshooting routines, the tech is in your way. When it's right, it melts into the background. Your house greets you when you arrive, locks when you leave, dims the lights when the movie starts, nudges you if the door's left open, and otherwise keeps quiet. It's not another chore. It's your silent partner. Worried it's complicated? You don't need to be an engineer. You need a little patience, a dash of curiosity, and the right roadmap. I test in real homes with real schedules and real mess. I look for devices that behave when Wi-Fi hiccups, when guests visit, when the dog walker comes on Tuesdays, when life gets lifey. I only recommend what I rely on at home. The smart home world is maturing fast, thanks to a standard called Matter. Think of Matter like going from a drawer of weird charging cables to one universal plug. Matter-compatible devices play nicely with Apple, Google, and Amazon without the old compatibility headaches. If you're shopping today, aim for devices that say they support Matter. That one choice alone avoids a lot of drama. So how do you begin? A simple 3-step plan. Step 1. Define one goal. Not 5. 1. I never want to walk into a dark house again. Or stop burning money when nobody's home. If you're stuck, pick lighting or thermostat control. They deliver big, obvious wins. Step 2. Start tiny. Choose one device or one room and get it working perfectly. For lighting, that might be smart bulbs or a single smart switch near the front door that triggers a welcome scene. For climate, a smart thermostat that shifts to eco when your phone leaves the neighborhood. Live with it a week. Tweak it. Step 3. Add one more thing. Only when the first is invisible.
Maybe a motion sensor in the hallway so midnight trips don't feel like stepping onto a stage. Or link your video doorbell so the foyer lights up when someone rings. Small, steady steps beat big, messy leaps every time. Here's a day-in-the-life picture of invisible. You wake to soft lights that rise like sunrise, not a jolt. The thermostat bumps up so the bathroom's comfortable. Your coffee maker starts because it's Tuesday, and you always hit the gym late on Tuesdays. That's on your calendar, and your home knows it. When you leave, doors lock, the garage confirms shut, and the thermostat slips into eco. A package arrives, the porch light turns on, and a snapshot pings your phone. Peace of mind, not panic. By the time you're back, the house is already at your evening setting. Warm lights, the right playlist, and the sense that everything's handled. No drama, just flow. A quick word on security. Security that works doesn't flood your phone with alerts. It tells you the right thing at the right moment. Maybe only a notification if the back door opens between midnight and 5, or motion when the house is supposed to be empty. The goal is confidence, not constant checking. You might be thinking, okay, but what gear? The full breakdown is in the written guide, reviews, pros and cons, top picks for different users. If you're new, I'll help you avoid landmines and choose simple, reliable starters. If you're already deep in, there's a section on when to upgrade, how to bridge old stuff to matter, and where to invest for the biggest quality of life gains. This space moves fast, and here's the good news. What felt cutting edge last year is becoming standard. Devices are easier to set up, more reliable, better at talking to each other. That's not hype. That's a maturing ecosystem. There's never been a better time to begin or to tune up what you've got. Let's do a quick pattern interrupt. Think of one daily frustration at home. The light you always forget. The too dark hallway. Thermostat wars. The door you worry you didn't lock. Got one? Great. That's your entry point. Your first automation should solve that exact problem. It should be so helpful you forget it's there, until you visit a friend and wonder why their home doesn't just do that. A word about budget. You don't need to spend a fortune. One well-placed smart switch, a motion sensor, and a thermostat can take you far. Put money where the friction is, not where the ads are loudest. I evaluate gear with one measure. Do I forget it's there because it's doing its job? If yes, it's a keeper. If no, it's out. Here's the simplest path to success. Pick one goal. Choose matter-compatible gear when possible. Design for invisible tech. Automations that run without your input. Test in real life, not just in an app. Tweak until it feels natural. Only then, add the next layer. The written guide walks you through the basics, step by step. Plus a beginner's blueprint for a smart security system that actually works, without turning you into your home's IT manager. If you already have devices, there's a clear roadmap for when to upgrade and how to do it without ripping everything out. At the end of the day, the best smart home is the one you actually use, without thinking about it. It's the porch light that comes on when your arms are full. It's the living room that dims when the movie starts. It's the couple of hours you get back each week and the sense of calm that comes with them. That's not science fiction. That's a few good choices installed well, serving your life instead of complicating it. So start today. Solve one small problem. Make one tiny corner of your life easier. Then build on that win. I'll be here cheering you on. And in the written guide, you'll find top picks, the buying advice I wish I'd had, and hard-earned lessons from testing what actually works in the real world. Your home is ready to be the quiet partner you've always wanted. Let's make it happen.